Would the Senate please come to order? Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 19 members present.
Members would please stand. Our chaplain today is Father Tom Moffat of St. Nicholas Orthodox Christian Church of Juneau.
Let us pray. Lord, allow everyone involved in this special session to remain patient, to retain both their sense of proportion and their sense of humor. Heal all illness affecting any member of the legislature. Give us all health, prosperity, length of days, and many years. Amen.
Amen. Senator Torgerson, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal, that the chaplain fees be waived, and that they be donated to the glory hall.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread. Would the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the second legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved as certified by the secretary. Do we have guests for introduction this morning? Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce another good friend of mine in the Ziegler Gallery, Geraldine Simon. She is the president of, and I always get this wrong, but I'm going to try it, Koyitzelna Corporation, which is the village corporations of Alakakit, Alatna, Hughes, and Huslia. She's also a practicing attorney. Please help me welcome Geraldine Simon.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House?
Message dated September 24th. Dear Senator Pierce, the House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session of the legislature at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September 25th, 1999. The purpose of the joint session is to take up the veto override of bills vetoed by the governor after the end of the last session.
This is obviously in lieu of the previously scheduled joint session for today. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate accept the House's invitation to meet in joint session tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. in the House chambers to consider veto override.
Hearing no objection, we will convene at 12:45 tomorrow and go to the House at 1 p.m. for the joint session. Are there other messages from the House?
Those are all the messages from the House today.
Do we have communications today?
The following reports were received. 1999 Comprehensive Integrated Mental Health Plan from Department of Health and Social Services in accordance with AS 4730660. The following budget and audit reports were received. Office of the Governor Select Public Relations or Information Dissemination Expenditures. Department of Community and Regional Affairs Division of Energy Teller Bulk Fuel Facility Upgrade. Department of Natural Resources State Recorder's Office Procurement of Document Conversion Services. Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Anchorage International Airport Terminal Redevelopment Project. Those are all the communications this afternoon.
Standing committee reports.
There are no standing committee reports.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions today.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
There are no Senate bills today.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. In memoriam, John Paul Cooper. In memoriam, Mandy Walker. In memoriam, Francis May Weeks. In memoriam, Frank Steen. In memoriam, Gary Buell, Sr.
Senator Mackey. Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business this afternoon? Do we have announcements, Senator Halford?
Thank you, Madam President. The Joint Committee on Mergers will meet at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We did have an extensive session today.
It's important to note that today's session was an executive session, but it was not under the confidentiality requirements of the data, and we're hoping tomorrow that we'll have an open session with as much information as possible. And if we go to executive session, executive session is a normal executive session that every member can attend, whether they sign a confidentiality agreement or not. It's important that the information be understood by as many members as possible, so I would certainly encourage you to attend.
Senator Halpert, are you doing resources today?
Pardon?
Resources committee today.
No, resources was scheduled at 2 o'clock. We have concluded the hearings, at least as far as public testimony is concerned, and we are basically at the call of the chair awaiting House action.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. The Legislative Council meeting that was scheduled for today at 1 o'clock did not take place, as everyone knows, because of some other prior meetings going on. So it's canceled for today, and we're going to try to meet tomorrow. It'll be at the call of the chair. It will be sometime after the joint session tomorrow, and we'll try to get the word out to time to at least a half hour or so people can get there. But with other things going on, we're trying to be flexible so that the other meetings that can take place that need to take place. But it's at the call of the chair for tomorrow, sometime after the joint session.
Senator Tim Kelly.
Madam President, because of the extenuating circumstances today, we had to cancel our lunch with the United States Coast Guard's new commanding officer in Alaska. So we are going to go over at 3:45, meeting here in the Senate chambers, and we'll be vanned over to the federal building to meet with the commanding officer of the United States Coast Guard, and that would be the Joint Armed Services Committee and the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And, of course, the members are myself, Senator Pierce, Senator Wilkin, Senator Pete Kelly, Senator Adams, and Senator Lehman. And we anticipate that we'll be there about an hour, and I know that the Admiral is anxious to meet with us legislators, and any of you legislators that are senators that are not on the committee but are interested in Coast Guard activities in Alaska are more than welcome to join us.
The Senate, please stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We are under announcement. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I'd like to announce a majority caucus tomorrow at noon. And it's the intention, as you stated earlier, to come into session here at 12:45 and join session at 1.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Mackey.
Adjournment motion. I move the Senate adjourn till 12:45 p.m. tomorrow.
Adjourn at 12:45 p.m. tomorrow, which is Saturday.